Welcome to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. Discussions of forensics, how it's done, and true crime interest.
Welcome back to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. I am Stephen David Lampley. All right, listen, we're going to continue our discussion of blood spatter today with part three of the forensics of blood spatter analysis. Now, there are handouts available on this blood spatter series. If you go to www.stephendavidlampley.com/handouts with an S, stephendavidlampley.com/handouts, you'll see the handout there. We have made special preparations for this to be very user-friendly. You can read it online and follow along with us, or you're welcome to print it out. We have made it printer-friendly with margins. It is friendly for black and white or color printers, so feel free to do as you wish with those. Okay, so let's start this discussion with area of convergence. Now, the area of convergence is the starting point of the blood before it hit the surfaces of the crime scene. Simplified, it is the taking of the blood spatter on the crime scene surfaces and then determining where the blood source was located when the spatter occurred. Now, in detail, and this is on the handout as well, in detail, it involves investigators determining the angle from which each droplet of blood hit the object by using strings to project that angle outward into space. Now, by doing this with each blood droplet, a common point will begin showing itself as the strings begin to meet at a common focal point out in that space. This is what is called the area of convergence. It shows where the victim was located when the spatter occurred. Now, we know that's how investigators identify the victim's location during the blood spatter. Let's discuss some of the common bloodstain patterns. And these are also on the handout. Arterial spatter. Now, when an artery is severed, it typically spurts out blood under pressure by the heartbeat pressure. Arterial patterns have a specific and distinctive pattern. Typically, they're arched with multiple areas created from each beat of the heart. It's a very, very distinctive pattern. Another pattern is what we call cast-off, and that is created by blood that is deposited on a weapon, such as a hammer or club. When there is blood on an object and the object is swung, it can throw off or cast off some of the blood that is on the object onto surrounding surfaces. Now, this, of course, is called a cast-off pattern. The direction that the object was swung can be determined by the spatter pattern it leaves. And by counting the number of arched patterns, we'll reveal the number of strikes that were hit on the victim. Another pattern is what we call a wipe pattern. A wipe pattern is simply created by an object that is moved through an existing stain and leaving a wipe pattern behind. And we have something called a pattern transfer, and it is created when blood comes in contact with another object, and then some of the blood transfers or is wiped off, if you will, onto that object. We have something called a body image pattern. Now, this occurs when a body has been lying on the ground or on the floor or some object, and the blood pools around the body, creating a pattern showing the position of where the body was lying. All right, we are out of time again. I hope you were able to take something away from this today. I hope you learned something. We will be back next time with part four of the Blood Spatter series. I look forward to talking to you then.
Thank you for tuning into Stephen's True Crime Commentary, heard across America. You are invited to visit Stephen's website for information on his books, speaking dates, and speaking programs like How to Catch a Liar. In this seminar, Stephen explains some of the very same techniques police detectives use to help them determine if someone is lying. You will learn such things as global versus individual indicators, use of contractions, voice tone, eye shift, evasion, allusion, pronoun usage, question pause, base shift, and much more. Go to stephendavidlampley.com for information on this seminar and much more.
Steven's True Crime Commentary is a production of Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions, with music by JasonLampley.com.